It's been more consistent. You know, I feel like when I'm more consistent, that's when I play my best football, and that's really what I've been working on.
You're so good at coming up in open field, making tackles. Is the transition here just going back on the ball, being a man more? Or what is, like, when you look at ways to improve, is it, you know, going back on the ball? Or I know you work so hard on technique. What are the specific things you're trying to get better at in that regard?
It's really just leverage, you know, knowing where your help is and knowing where you should play the receiver. I think last year I kind of was just out there trying to stop the receiver, stop all the routes, and you really can't do that. You can't stop all the routes at one time. You really have to know where your help is, know where your safeties, your linebackers, and pay attention to splits and things like that, and then that'll put you in the best position. And last year I didn't do that, and that's why I made the mistakes I did.
How much more comfortable have you become going into now your second year?
I feel way more comfortable. I'm not really thinking a lot like I did last year. I'm thinking about the right things, not the wrong things. You know, I think last year I thought about not getting beat, things like that, because I knew I was a rookie and I knew they were going to come after me, so I was worried about not getting beat rather than paying attention to the right keys that will make sure I don't get beat. You know, and that's what I pay attention to now. So I'm going to be a lot better, a whole lot better this year.
Last season you were consistently like the last guy off the practice field getting extra work. Mm-hmm. Is that something you're going to continue doing? And how important is that extra work, just those extra few minutes to you?
They're very important. I look to find those as much as I can. I think that's all those little things add up. It's really about muscle memory. The key to being a great player is, you know, making the right plays at the right time all the time. And that comes through muscle memory. And that's really what I'm trying to get down when I work on those things. Just, you know, just turning the right at the right time, reading the right things on the receiver. So stuff like that. So if I don't feel like I got it enough during practice, I'll do it some after practice.
Have you been elevated in the locker room because of Ohio State? All the talk about college football in there. How's that been for you?
I did a lot of talking last year, and it was kind of unfortunate that we lost before the game, so I didn't really get to, you know, brag the next day. But, you know, a lot of guys owe me money, so I'm still collecting on that. But, you know, anytime, I always let them know. They already know. They already know. Ohio State, DBU.
Have you been able to talk to Heuermann at all? What did you think of Heuermann, and what is –
I just told him just to, you know, take this year as a mental year. Really pay attention to the small things, so when you come on the field next year, you're ready. And don't just soak, you know. Things like that happen, you know, it's football. But all you can do is just keep moving forward. You can't sit there and, oh, man, I got hurt. You know, you have to just take what life gives you and, you know, keep going. So I just told him to keep his head up. I'm there for him, whatever he needs, you know, and he's a buddy of mine from Ohio State, of course, so I'm always going to look out for him, so.
Can you offer Shane Ray any advice? You kind of had the same sort of draft experience.
Mm-hmm.
You probably should have gone a lot higher than you did. But did you guys chat about that at all?
We actually haven't chatted about us being in similar situations, but, you know, I just told him what is it going to be like to, you know, he just signed this contract, I think. So I told him what it's going to feel like to, you know, see those zeros in his bank account. And we chatted a little bit about those things, but not really. You know, you kind of want to get to know a person personally before you start talking about stuff like that if you don't really know him. So I'm really starting to get to know him. He's a cool guy.
What does it feel like? Because most of us can't really relate to see those zeros in that bank account.
Yeah, man, it feels good. Trying to get more.
You had said you want to be a corner. That's mm-hmm.
We haven't done that at all, so he hasn't told me that yet.
So it's just, what, an open mind to it? If they come to you and say, hey, we want you to try this, to get you on the field for a few more plays, or what's your...
Yeah, I mean, I'm cool with that. I definitely want to play corner. I definitely think I'm a cornerback. I definitely think that I'm really putting all my efforts into being the best cornerback I can be. Safety is cool, you know, but I love the game to play cornerback. So, but I'll definitely play in, you know, some packages. If, especially if I'm not playing, you know, if I'm not playing and that's the way I can get out there, then, yeah, for sure.
Second year, is there any personal goals you have for yourself? I mean, Chris Harris just said, you know, play the team game and the accolades will come. But do you have any personal goals in mind going into this year?
Give up less touchdowns than I did last year. Make a few more interceptions. I have a number, you know, but I'm not going to say it just yet. I don't want it to be, like, selfish and stuff like that. But I have something in mind that I want to do. You know, I have personal goals about that. And then just, you know, just make enough plays for us to win. You know, I want to make the best plays when it all counts, you know. When it's the fourth quarter and everything's on the line, you know, Akeem got us got to cover it. Chris has got to cover it. And when they come to me, I want them to lose, you know. So that's what I want to do every game. So if I can do that every game, then that's my goal.
What would your touchdown count?
I don't know. PFF said I gave up like 6, but they were wrong on like 1 or 2. So,
same 4?
Yeah, like 4 or 5.
What is the biggest difference in covering the passing game in the NFL versus college? Is it the passing precision or the precision in the routes? And are the receivers that much better or quarterbacks that much better?
Personally, I think it's, you know, on our team, last year especially, it was both. You know, DT's not here, but Emmanuel's a great receiver. I think it's really the difference between college and NFL is the quarterback. You know, the quarterback is going to put the ball where, you know, you can't get it. You know, he's going to throw it to a spot to receivers about timing. You know, once you understand all those type of things to throw off their timing and disrupt their routes and all those type of things, that's when you really become productive. So that's really what I'm focusing on. You know, just learning the whole concept of offense in general. You know, I feel like in college, a lot of guys just go out there and just try to play, you know, and not really understand the game. But in the NFL, it's a mental game. So once you start understanding the game mentally and, you know, paying attention to the splits and route concepts and offensive coordinators, like, favorite, like, things to do in certain situations, then that's when you really become a great player.